Hello to listeners across the country, and hello especially to the good, fine people of Bristol. You know, I didn't agree with everything that plain-speaking chap George Orwell used to say, but I do feel he was really quite astute when he said that tea is one of the mainstays of civilization in this country. Tea has seen us through many dark days, and there's nothing like a nice cuppa to help you feel wiser, braver, and more optimistic. Ah, dear George, he knew tea so well, and if he was alive today, he would surely be warming a pot as I speak. Why? You may ask. Let me explain. Just for a moment, stop what you're doing and stand still. Or, if you are at home, throw open your windows and pop your head outside. Listen. What can you hear? That's right. The satisfying slurp of thousands of citizens across the country enjoying their first ration-free cuppa for 12 years. And what a beautiful sound it is. This is because the Ministry of Food has announced you no longer have to tease out your 3-ounce ration for the whole week. That's wonderful news for tea lovers everywhere, and is especially good news for you plucky Bristolians. You have cause to cheer louder than most because your city has played a leading role in keeping the tea flowing in Britain in good times and bad. Working from within the well-stocked warehouses of Bristol's thriving harbour, an army of selfless tea packers has ensured the finest leaf is packed and delivered direct to the shelves of corner shops throughout the country. Indeed, your busy ports handle around a quarter of Britain's tea imports. Enough, you'll agree, for even the most demanding drinker. Without Bristol, few of you would be able to enjoy your elevenses, and my afternoon tea would be a distant memory. But there is, of course, an even greater reason today for you to put the kettle on. Her name is Elizabeth, and she is our beautiful and gracious new monarch. Regal she may be, but I am sure she is no stranger to a nice cup of tea herself, and, like a nice cup of tea, I believe Her Majesty will surely provide the succour and refreshment we need in the days, months and years ahead. So please join me in making a simple but heartfelt gesture of approval to our new monarch. I will be using my